soul to tears.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. You know, I haven't said this much of late, and that is, this program's brought to you by the saints at Merritt Assembly of God. They are some of the finest people on the planet. And I don't just say that because I'm their pastor. I'm saying that because I'm blessed to be able to hang around them. They are wonderful, wonderful people, and they do love people. They love to see people lives transformed by the grace of Almighty God. And so if you're looking for a church that is doing its best to be led in the paths of the Lord with mercy and truth and be a blessing to others, I want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. I had a conversation with a person here not too long ago, and we got to talking about a particular very famous preacher that person has closer connections to than I do. But we were talking about them. And we were talking about what a fantastic communicator of the gospel that they are. And, you know, I mean, other preachers recognize the excellence that this person operates in when they're communicating the gospel. And said that they were in a meeting with this person at one point in time, and they said, "Where do you come up with the things that you share when you're preaching? I mean, is that just something that you come up with in you know, your own head, your own spirit, and you pass it along?" And this person, again, super, super famous in Christian circles, and their response was much different than what they expected. They said, "No, there was a little pastor or a pastor of a small church that nobody ever heard of. Nobody, you know, was never invited to preach any conferences or anything like that. He just preached the word of God, and almost everything that you hear from me was sown into me by a person that nobody would recognize their name if I told you their name." And so I want to just invite you out. You know, again, we're not the largest church around, but we want to make impact in people's lives. We want to be a blessing to you. And so we want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, where you can also walk the paths of the Lord in mercy and truth. Today we're going to be in Psalm 57. What if I told you today that more than just a broadcast here on WMIE, that there was going to be a communication that would go forth? It would be an authoritative communication. It would be a message that was personally handled and personally dispatched, and it was done on purpose. Would that be of any interest to you? So today I want to take you to Psalm 57. Again, this is a Psalm of David. David, at the time that he was writing this Psalm, had fled from Saul and was hiding in a cave. And this is what Psalm 57 has to say. We're going to read all 11 verses. We'll highlight some places where mercy is talked about. We're talking about seeking truth and mercy and how those two are partnered together. You know, on yesterday's program, I talked about that all God's paths are mercy and truth. I want to tell you that there are some people that I know, they have no problem communicating the truth. They just don't necessarily do it with mercy. And it's not one or the other. It should be a both and experience. And so if you have ever encountered one of those people that was quote unquote brutally honest with you without the redemptive mercy of God, I want to let you know that mercy is available for you in that situation. And you don't just need to have one foot on the path. You need to have both feet on the path, walking the paths of mercy and truth. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your mercy be, let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen, Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory, awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches to the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let's look at just a few of these places. Verse number one, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. How many of you can say amen to that, that you need to be recipients of his mercy? In verse number three, it says, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. And in verse number 10, it says, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. So we'll focus on that verse a little bit more at another time. Let's see, I'm looking to see where we're going to be talking about that, just to make sure I get the right spot. So, anyway, God's mercy is not in limited supply. It reaches to the heavens. It says here, your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. That's a deep well. That's a deep well. I don't know if you've ever stepped on something and you thought it was shallow, and all of a sudden you discovered that it had great depths to it. Several years ago, my wife had had some surgery, and I was having to take her to the doctor's office. I had a pretty substantial vehicle. It was an older vehicle, but it was very high up off the ground. And I was traveling through this road, and it had a pool of water there. And I was going very slow, but what I discovered was that it was a good thing it wasn't a subcompact car, because that was a serious pothole that was filled with some serious water, and it had a lot more substance to it than what I cared for. So the doctor just ridiculed me mercilessly, knew that I hadn't done it on purpose, but everyone in the office had heard about the husband who, you know, took a very painful path to the doctor's office for their wife that day. I want you to understand, God's not looking for shallow Christians. He's looking for Christians that have some depth and maturity, that they understand the truth of God's word. Let me tell you, if you think that you have learned everything there is to know about God by now, you don't. Because I don't. One of my favorite stories that I heard in Bible college was one of our general superintendents. He was in his 90s at this point in time. He was in the minister's retirement home, and the president's wife of the Bible college would go and visit him, and she said, every time I went in, I found his Bible open, I found his yellow legal pad open, and he was still studying the Word of God, taking notes well into his 90s. He had written some of my textbooks. And he's like, there's things in here that I don't know yet. The Word of God is deep. I've got a commentary on the Gospel of John, and the author of the commentary quotes somebody else, and it says, the Gospel of John is like a pool of water that is shallow enough that a toddler can walk across it. And it's so deep that an elephant could swim in it. And that's the simplicity of the gospel and the depth of the gospel. It is so simple that it's sometimes hard to comprehend just how little God has placed upon our shoulders in becoming a child of God. He's done all of the hard work. He's the one that went to the cross. He was the one that was raised from the dead. He's the one that, you know, went to hell and grabbed the keys of death, hell, and the grave and said, I think I'll take these for the rest of mankind's time. He's the one that's interceding at the right hand of the Father. He's the one that positions you and strategizes and places you and equips you to be successful. Those are the things that God does. And so sometimes people look and say, well, it's just so easy. And if you're not careful, you'll stay there in your shallowness, and you will not be able to survive whenever hardship, difficulty, or adversity comes your way. But the more you study the Word of God, the deeper that you find. The challenge is to take everything that you learn from the depths of God's Word and continue to communicate it in a very simple, simple manner. So God's word reaches not only from where you are, but it reaches to the heaven. His truth, his mercy, it does. Verse number 3 is where we want to focus for the remainder of today's broadcast. Psalm 57:3, and immediately before this, it says, Selah. Selah was take a break. Pause for just a moment. Meditate, consider things that you have already heard. And right on the heels of that break, that period of contemplation, that allowing the truth of God's word to penetrate your mind, your spirit, and your soul to where it is an applied resource in your life, right up after that, God says, now, let me tell you this. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. I don't know what your day has as far as circumstances, but I can tell you that heaven has a word for you today. That heaven has a word for me today. I have a bit of an addictive personality, and I have to guard that. I'm not addicted to alcohol, not addicted to drugs. I'm really not addicted to food. I mean, I struggle, you know, losing the weight that I want to lose. I'm not addicted to many vices, or, you know, I don't smoke, don't drink, don't do any of that sort of stuff. But I have a bit of an addiction to news. And news here on Earth tells me generally the bad news, the bad things that have happened already. And, you know, and then people start putting a spin on it of, okay, now this is what it should do to you. You should be outraged. You should be thrilled about this and all that sort of stuff. And instead of allowing me to create my own response to that situation. But I can tell you this, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You study the book of Revelation, and you will find that the throne room of heaven is a very dynamic place. It is not like a monarchy that you would find here on earth, where there's a ceremonial place, and really the only thing that takes place there is ritualistic things. No, I'm telling you, the throne room of heaven is a dynamic place. It is the place of power. It is the place of authority. It is the place of commandment. And from his throne, God dispatches, sends forth his truth and his mercy. God sends forth his truth and his mercy. That is constantly taking place. How are we going to receive it? How are we going to respond? So I have a bit of a running joke that my wife doesn't appreciate. And that is, she's been recovering now for weeks and weeks and weeks. When she was in the hospital, she was in the hospital for almost a week, not quite, but almost. And she said, "Will you leave me my phone?" And I said, "No." And the reason was because she was still on pain medication that caused her to not necessarily have a complete grasp of all of the facts and the circumstances that were going around. And as a result of that, she didn't always remember things that she said, or when asked a question, you know, they say don't sign any paperwork and don't operate any heavy equipment. But they would come in and ask her questions when she was on this pain medication, and they would think that she was telling the truth. Well, she wasn't trying to lie to them. She just didn't have an adequate grasp on things because of the medication she was on. And so she said, "Will you leave me my phone?" I said, "No." I said, "Because you order things on your phone, and you might not remember ordering things on your phone." And sure enough, she did. So during her recovery, it has become necessary for her to have some devices that she purchases that she's going to need for life going out. She's already preparing to go back to work. She says, I need this. And so just about every day I come to the door. And I walk into where she's at, and I say, "Hey, good news! It's Christmas, or happy birthday!" And what is happening is the things that she's going to need for her recovery, or need when she goes back to work, she's ordered those things, and there's a distribution center that has sent them out to her address, and it's arriving. And so I go in there, and so I've slacked up on using that joke because, you know, she's like, I know, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, all that sort of stuff. Let me tell you what today is. Today is Wednesday, January the 19th, 2022. And today is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that God has said, if you come boldly before my throne, you will find help in your time of need. Today is the day that God says, if you come into my presence, you are going to see that I am going to speak. I'm going to speak truth. I'm going to speak mercy. Every day I'm going to manifest that. And today is Christmas Day for you. Today is your birth. Today is the day for you to live by the words that proceed from the mouth of God. So I've told this story before. I was teaching on Wednesday nights some years ago, and I was teaching on the mandates of God, things that God had spoken and things that Jesus had spoken, and they were in they were a command. They weren't optional. Jesus wasn't putting them out there and say, if you feel like it today, do this. These were things that he said to do, and they were in the imperative sense, the command sense. And I did several weeks on that. I didn't do an exhaustive thing on it. And a person came up to me after I finished that and said, I'm so thankful that you moved on from that. I said, why? And they said, well, the way that I'm wired is if I hear that I've got to do something, then I automatically don't want to do that. And so something in their personality viewed a mandate or a command or an imperative statement as something that needed to be challenged, that something that needed to be reacted against instead of reacted to. Today, I would kind of like to help rewire you if that is you, and say, God's not your enemy, God is your ally. That when God gives a command, heaven and earth respond. When God said, let there be light, he wasn't giving the universe a choice. It was going to provide light. Why? Well, light is essential for you and I as human beings. When, he created the stars and the sky and the dry land and the sea, everything that he created with the let there be's was something that was essential for his plan and his purpose to come to pass. So when God says, bring all of the tithe into the storehouse, people say, wait a minute, that's a mandate, that's an imperative, that's a command. By the way, a divine mandate means one that is flawless, that is holy, that is not for deceitful purposes or anything like that. It's not about manipulating people. It is not a power hungry. It is for benefit, and it's benevolent. And even then, with God's mandate, there's still a choice. You can either choose to accept it, you can choose to reject it, you can choose to hear it, you can choose to ignore it. People do it every day. What I want you to see today is God says, you know, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, test me in this, prove me in it, see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing for you that you cannot contain, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So I tell people there's two ways that your finances can improve. One is if your income improves, and the second is if your expenses decrease. So the mandate that God gives, the imperatives that when he dispatches, when he sends forth his word, which he sends it forth in truth and he sends it forth in mercy, those commandments are not threatening unless you're the devourer. See, I very much like the fact that I can embrace the mandate of God that he rebukes the enemy for my sake. The devourer, whether it's an agricultural devourer, a pestilence or anything like that, or whether it's a financial devourer, or whether it is a spiritual thief that it comes to steal, to kill, to destroy, or to devour, that God says, you know what? I'm wise to what you are doing, and I'm going to issue a command on behalf of my people that is filled with truth and it is filled with mercy. So the way that I try and combat my addiction to the news is I reprioritize my audience with God so that I am positioned to properly hear the dispatch from the throne room of heaven and says, Bob, here's the truth about the situation. And here's the mercy that I have for you in this situation. So today, God has a word for you, and it will be a truthful word. Sometimes a truthful word is a cutting word. It's a word that strikes its mark and it makes its pain. But I want you to know it's not a destructive word the way that you might be assaulted by a stranger with a knife on the street. Instead, what I mean by the fact that it's a cutting word is if God speaks something to you, the Holy Spirit takes that word, and even though there might be a cutting, it is to cut away that which is trying to destroy you. God is a very precise surgeon when it comes to dealing with his people. He knows how to remove exactly the threatening, dangerous, infective areas and come along with the mercy and the truth of God so that he brings healing, not hurting. Okay? So some of you may wonder, how's your wife doing? She still deals with a lot of pain. The difference is she doesn't deal with the pain of the condition she had before. Now she's dealing with the pain that comes from healing. That's a much different pain. God has a word for you today. It's a word of mercy. It's a word of truth. I encourage you, listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.